international gift wrapping expert. Arona Khan, Arona, tell me how you became an international gift wrapping expert, please.
Good morning. How are you, Danny? I actually got started by writing a book on gift wrapping.
Did you?
I did. And then I was invited to create a display for a trade show stand and give demonstrations. And they proved so popular, people could not walk down the aisles.
Why bother gift wrapping? Now, you're going to hate me now. But
off my Christmas card list immediately.
In a couple of weeks, I will go to my local supermarket, just buy some shiny wrapping paper. And if I buy my wife, I don't know, let's just say I buy her a pair of shoes, put them in a box, and I will just roll the wrapping paper around the box, and then I will just cover it in sticky paper. Annoys her, but I can't be bothered wrapping.
Do you love your wife?
I adore her.
Well, then, I think a little calmer, a little more precision would go a long way, Danny. Now, you are guilty of one of my crimes, and that is mummifying a present rather than wrapping it.
That's me, a mummification of wrapping.
Yes. Now, when you have that box with the beautiful shoes inside, what you want to do is measure how much paper you need and trim off the excess.
But all she's going to do is rip the paper off and then open the shoes. And that's where the joy comes, is it? Or am I missing a trick?
You are so missing a trick. You are so lucky she married you, in spite of all of this. The whole thing is, you'll have gone to the trouble to choose the shoes that she will like.
Yeah.
You therefore want to extend showing how much you love her by the way you present them to her.
Okay, yeah, I don't think you and I are ever going to agree on this. What about the actual wrapping paper? How important is it, Arona, to get the right paper?
It's crucial. So sometimes people walk into a store or a supermarket and they see wrapping paper and they think, "Ooh, I love that one. I'm going to wrap everything in it." And that can be tricky because sometimes you need different materials for different shapes. So I sort of tend to say colour theme rather than paper theme.
Okay, and is it important to get the colour theme right with the contents of the gift?
I wouldn't go that far. I just choose colours that I love. You know, every year there are different trends. If you want to be super sparkly this year or go for the really fabulous brights rather than the traditional colours, that's fine. But it's just that you want everything to look exquisite. So when you were talking about the sticky tape, you don't want to have somebody burrowing their way into a present, and you want to choose the right sticky tape so it blends in with the gift.
Blimey. I read here, and I'm keen to explore cultures around the world here, Arona. What about in Japan? They obviously wrap their presents, and they've got a passion for wrapping, because you are in Japan, and I need to bow down as I say this title in its entirety, the world's foremost gift wrapping expert.
Well, that's what they said in Japan, which I thought was a little extreme myself, but I was very honoured to be given that accolade. But they wrap beautifully there, and the most difficult shapes absolutely exquisitely. Funnily enough, when I went there to give a seminar, the colours and everything tend to be quite muted, and I thought, well, they've invited me to be me, so I did my presentation in fuchsia orange and lime green, and you could hear their chins ricocheting off the floor when they had such a shock when they saw them. But then they came and said, wow, we love it. We'd never have thought of doing it, but we love it.
Just finally, I understand that you've actually gone to number 10 to wrap something, is that right?
I've trained the Prime Minister's staff at 10 Downing Street because, of course, you know, they give gifts to dignitaries and special guests and when they go on overseas missions. And it's terribly important, having had beautiful British products to give, they need to be presented in the best possible way. But can I say to you that if you'd like to see some really useful techniques, I'm going to spoil you because I think you need a little help, Danny. I would like to direct you two places. The Royal Mail YouTube channel, where you could watch some really useful videos that I made, including my invaluable pouch technique, and I insist that you watch that. Then when you've done that, you could go to my website, aronakhan.com, and having said all of that, I really want you to make sure that you post me a present in time for Christmas. So the last posting dates, I'm giving you fair warning. Second class, you've got until Thursday the 18th of December. First class, I'll allow to Saturday the 20th of December. And if you're sending me a gift by special delivery, you've got until Tuesday the 23rd of December. And please don't forget to use the full address and postcode and put your address on the back just in case it gets mislaid. And if any of your listeners would like to follow those top tips as well, they'd be most welcome.